According to the National Association of Tax Professionals of Appleton, there are more than 40 general categories of tax evasion arguments, none of which actually exempt a person from filing their federal income tax. Jill Senso, the NATP, gives just a few recurring alibis that have been used in some shape or form through the decades.
Some people that are Native Americans have argued that they live on a sovereign nation, so that they're not required to file tax returns. People that believe that they're a citizen of their state, not of the federal government. Some people believe it goes against their religious beliefs. Some people think that the government is responsible for filing for them. Some people, if they're down and out financially burdened, that they shouldn't be entitled to pay taxes, so they just don't file a return.
Senzel says whatever the reason, courts have little patience for tax dodgers. Defendants are usually ordered to pay owed taxes plus civil penalties of 20 to 75% of the underpaid tax with fines up to $25,000. Some people even face prison time. Senzel says, ironically, court costs involved in prosecuting tax evaders spend hundreds, if not thousands, of taxpayer dollars per case for doomed challenges to the federal tax process. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.